Welcome to another post-game interview edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. I'm Carl James, and this is Sunday, March 20th, 2022. Indiana split the doubleheader today with Xavier, which did cause Indiana to drop the Xavier series 3-1. The media, along with IUBase.com's Gary Creech, spoke with Coach Mercer following the game.
Coach, we talked a little bit yesterday about hard contact and soft contact between your two pitchers. Bradley Bremer had an absolute ton of soft contact today. Was that the goal going in, the game plan?
Yeah, it's normally the goal, right? Normally the goal. Yeah. Brad was terrific. Located a fastball to both sides of the plate, threw a changeup, both sides of the plate, landed a slider and a curveball. He's quick to the plate. He gets on top of you, super competitive. He was outstanding. And a start that we really needed to have, and was outstanding. And without, you know, he gives up a 2-run homer. It's the wind's blown. We all use it to our advantage, right? I'm a hitting coach, so I use the wind blowing out to the advantage as much as anybody does. But, you know, a guy hits a homer, and it's one swing away from being a seven innings complete with one run. And kudos to them. They did a good job. They can't hit the ball hard. But he was terrific the entire day. And yes, he's had a lot of college starts under his belt, a lot of innings under his belt. The guy's made 30 or 40 starts in college baseball, but that can't continue to be the excuse for some of the other guys. The inability to get us off to a start to give us a quality outing, it just can't continue to be the same excuse. But Brad was, man, he was terrific.
I was going to actually ask you that, because this is my first time this year. Why do you think the pitching has struggled more this year than last year?
Well, we had four top 10 round draft picks last year on the mound and a free agent. And so, those guys haven't played. We didn't play midweek games last year. We didn't play non-conference games last year. Those guys haven't pitched. They all threw out of relief roles, one inning, two inning at a time, in front of no fans the entire year. So you take those guys and you throw them in front of fans, and you throw them into starting roles when they haven't been starters, and they got beat up, right? And they got shell-shocked. And now they have to get over it, right? So you think that you've got it, you're very good, and they are very good, they are very talented, but you think you've got it kind of under control, and then you get punched in the mouth, and you realize the game's a lot harder than you think it is, and your confidence can be shaken. And once your confidence is shaken, now you don't have conviction. You don't have conviction, you don't have the ability to go out and execute pitches. And college baseball is better than it's ever been, right? Guys are older, they're stronger. The training practices are better than they've ever been. Everybody's got a spin ball machine. Everybody has hack attacks. Everybody hits fastballs. And so for our guys that are shell-shocked that college baseball is a lot better than what we experienced last year, that they've got to get over that. They have to move on. And we have to make adjustments, to execute pitches better, to be able to land changeups when we need to get in and out and up and down and do the things that they're trained to do. And obviously, like you said earlier, Bremer is a great example of that. But I would say the primary reason is you look at the lion's share of those innings were made by four top 10 round draft picks on the mound in the additional free agent, and those guys weren't in those same roles that they are asked to be in right now. But eventually, a month into this, you have to adjust and you have to get better, and I expect them to do that.
You keep using the word shell shocked. Are you going to use this series kind of as a reality check for your team? You keep emphasizing.
No, I don't think that was this weekend. I think that was the first two weekends, right? Those were the first two weekends where, it's a different experience you've ever had before. No fans. You go out and you have to compete in an environment against teams you haven't seen before. So that, what I'm talking about, that. And then I think that shakes your confidence a little bit. And then this weekend, Xavier played great. They did a great job. They were awesome. They swung the bat really well, got us in the strike zone, and when they did, they hit him really hard. So I'm talking about that initially, and now it's time to adjust and to grow and to move and improve. So you got a couple quality starts this weekend. Today, just the second game just wasn't one of them, where you've had three starts in 1 week that went one inning or less. It's disqualifying when that happens, right? If you go one inning or less due to walks and free bases, that makes it really difficult for the offense and those guys to recover. And those guys come in on the mound. Those guys came in and competed and did the best they could, but it's just really hard to move on past a start like that. And like I said, Brad was awesome the first game. We didn't get a good start the second game, and it was hard to kind of make up the ground after that.
Coach, a lot's been made about the inconsistency of this team so far this year. Is that partially just due to the growing pains of having a young team, or is there something more to that?
I would say there's a It is a young team. It's an inexperienced team. I would say those are – we knew it was going to be a young team. I knew it was going to be a young team. It's a talented team. That's the reality of it. And that's, I guess, a little bit of a frustrating part of it is it's a very talented team. The pitching staff is very talented. The position player group is really talented. They offensively were very good. Defensively were very good. I think the youthfulness of it obviously is a part of it. I think the having a preconceived notion of what you expected, anticipated college baseball to look like for some of those guys that returned and hadn't seen some of the some of the other teams, some of the other experiences, I think that's probably a little bit to do with it. And then the reality, but the real reality of it to me is what do you do now? And we're a month into this thing now, and we have to find a way to grow and improve. And that's all of us, right? That's me. That's Coach Gallant. That's the players. Like, on that side of the ball, we have to learn and grow and improve.
We'll take two more.
Ellis, I think, caught like 16 innings today. Is there any concern about that workload for him?
He's a big, strong man. He's in really good shape, and dude loves to play baseball.
Really quickly, Coach, is Bobby Whalen okay after running out into the fence out there?
Yeah, hurt his ribs, ran into the under the wall with his glove extended, hit his ribs, and they were pretty sore. But Bobby's a wrestler from Pennsylvania, so he's a tough dude and a heck of a good player. So I'm glad he's on our side, but I was more worried about the wall than I was Bobby. I'm kidding. But no, Bobby was okay. I asked him and checked on him. I knew it must have hurt if he laid down there for a minute, because he's a super tough kid.
That will do it for this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. The Indiana University baseball team will be back in action Tuesday at 5 p.m. against the Indiana State Sycamores. See you at the BART.